the black people call us whiteys and honkies.
Okay, those are derogatory?
Yes.
All right. What would you call a child that's born of a racially mixed marriage?
Mulatto.
Would it matter if the child just had one black grandparent or one black great-grandparent?
To some people it matters.
Would they have different names for the child?
Other than mulatto.
Like octoroon or quadroon?
Yeah, I've heard both of those, and mixed blood.
Mm-hmm. Okay. How about black who had very light-colored skin? A special term for that.
I can't think of it.
Okay. What would you call the man that you work for?
Employer.
Anything else?
Boss.
How would you address him if you weren't using his first name?
Mister.
Okay. And what might blacks say? Especially older usage.
Master.
All right. Would you have a term for white people who are not well off, who don't have any education, who really don't care, they're just not trying to better themselves at all, they're just...
trash.
Okay.
White trash.
Would blacks say the same thing?
Yes.
Okay. How about somebody who lives out in the country and doesn't know anything about town ways? You'd say he's a...
well, we say country people, or country folks, or hill people.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Do you know the term Hoosier?
No.
Okay. How about the term cracker?
Yes.
What does that mean?
Well, a country person.
Is it derogatory?
Yeah.
All right. What about redneck?
Yes, I heard that too.
Derogatory?
Yes.
Same thing, country person?
Yes.
Okay. If it's not quite midnight and somebody asks you what time it is, you look at your watch and you say it's...
almost midnight.
Mm-hmm. If there's ice on the ground and you didn't quite fall, you'd say, I managed to keep my balance, but I...
almost fell.
Mm-hmm. Somebody's waiting for you. He says, will you be ready soon? And you answer, I'll be with you in...
a minute.
Okay. You're sure you're on the right road, but you're not sure of the distance. You ask, how...
far is it?
Mm-hmm. If you're pointing out something nearby, you would say, just...
over there.
You're telling me what to do, though.
Just go over there.
You don't want me to go, you want me to...
look.
So you would say to me...
look over there.
Okay. You want to know how many times something happens. You would say, how do you do that?
Often.
Mm-hmm. If you agree with a friend who says, I'm not going to do that, you say, me, or I'm not...
going to?
Meaning, in addition to, I'm not...
either.
Mm-hmm. Would you ever say me neither?
Yes.
Would you say it?
Me neither.
Okay. Now, these are just parts of the body. What do you call this up here?
Forehead.
All right. And this stuff is?
Hair.
And a man would have a?
Beard.
And which one is this? This thing?
Ear.
Which one, though?
It
doesn't matter if you get them backwards.
Left.
Okay, and this one is?
Right.
And would you say them with the other word? Left?
Left ear, right ear.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and if somebody's mumbling, you say, take the chewing gum out of your...
mouth.
He got a chicken bone stuck in his...
throat.
And the whole thing is your...
neck.
Does the word goozle mean anything to you?
It means throat.
Okay. And what do you call this thing on a man that sticks out?
Adam's apple.
Mm-hmm. You have the dentist look at your...
teeth.
Mm-hmm. He says he has to fill one.
Tooth.
And the flesh around the teeth.
Gums.
This part of your hand.
Palm.
And the whole thing is? The whole thing.
Hand.
And you have two.
Hands.
And he got mad and doubled up both his...
fists.
And you have one.
Fist.
Okay. Any place on your body where you can bend, this includes wrist and elbow and...
joint.
Mm-hmm. The upper part of a man's body is his...
trunk.
Any other terms?